For Monday, September 28th, this is your daily devotion. Let's go. Well, good morning, saints, and welcome to another week of devotions spent with Pastor Patrick and Oswald Chambers. It is good that you are here. Today we find ourselves looking to the Gospel of Mark, specifically chapter 10, and our verse for this morning will be verse 21. However, I'm going to read from verse 17 forward. This portion of scripture is titled, The Rich Young Man. You know the story. Let's learn from it this morning. This is what the Word of God teaches. And as he was setting out on his journey, a man ran up and knelt before him and asked him, Good teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life? And Jesus said to him, Why do you call me good? No one is good except God alone. You know the commandments. Do not murder. Do not commit adultery. Do not steal. Do not bear false witness. Do not defraud. Honor your mother and your father. And he said to him, Teacher, all of these I have kept from my youth. And Jesus, looking at him, loved him and said to him, You lack one thing. Go sell all that you have and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven, and come, follow me. Disheartened by the saying, he went away sorrowful, for he had great possessions. And Jesus looked around and said to his disciples, How difficult it will be for those who have wealth to enter the kingdom of God. And the disciples were amazed at his words. But Jesus said to them again, Children, how difficult it is to enter the kingdom of God. It is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich person to enter the kingdom of God. And they were exceedingly astonished and said to him, Then who can be saved? Jesus looked at them and said, With man it is impossible, but not with God. For all things are possible with God. Peter began to say to him, See, we have left everything and followed you. Jesus said, Truly I say to you, there is no one who has left house or brothers or sisters or mother or father or children or lands for my sake and for the gospel, who will not receive 100-fold now in this time houses and brothers and sisters and mothers and children and lands with persecutions and in the age to come eternal life. But many who are first will be last, and the last first. Oswald Chambers titled today's devotion, The Go of Unconditional Identification. And this is what he wrote. The rich young ruler had the master passion to be perfect. When he saw Jesus Christ, he wanted to be like him. Our Lord never puts personal holiness to the fore when he calls a disciple. He puts absolute annihilation of my right to myself and identification with himself. That is, a relationship with himself in which there is no other relationship. Luke chapter 14, verse 26 has nothing to do with salvation or sanctification, but with unconditional identification with Jesus Christ. Very few of us know the absolute go of abandonment to Jesus. Then Jesus, beholding him, loved him. The look of Jesus will mean a heart broken forever from allegiance to any other person or thing. Has Jesus ever looked at you? The look of Jesus transforms and transfixes. Where you are soft with God is where the Lord has looked at you. If you are hard and vindictive, insistent on your own way, certain that the other person is more likely to be in the wrong than you are, it is an indication that there are whole tracts of your nature that have never been transformed by his gaze. One thing you lack. The only good thing from Jesus Christ's point of view is union with himself and nothing in between. Sell whatever you have. I must reduce myself until I am a mere conscious man. I must fundamentally renounce possessions of all kinds, not to save my soul. Only one thing saves a man, and that's absolute reliance upon Jesus Christ, but in order to follow Jesus. Come and follow me. And the road is the way he went. Oswald Chambers reminds us this morning that this idea of following Jesus isn't about salvation or, as he says, even sanctification. It's about submission. It's about obedience. See, when we proclaim faith in Jesus Christ with our lips, when we believe it in our hearts, when we repent of our sinful lifestyle, that is what brings upon salvation. But following Jesus is something different. And Oswald Chambers poses a challenge for each one of us here this morning. When he looks at us, what do we think, what do we know he sees? And will we become softer because of it? Will we change because of it? Or will we cling to that which we know and maybe that which we are currently comfortable with? The point is, when Jesus calls, we answer. And that's exactly where we ought to want to be. Thank you for joining this morning. I look forward to tomorrow when we look at 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 16. In the meantime, and in between time, I'm Pastor Patrick, and this is your daily devotion.